Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County features an evening bird walk, movies by the lake, a rocking outdoor concert, and a sip of Julian.
Plus, we'll have a preview of coming attractions, including a cabaret-style show, the Commodores in concert, a Star Fest, and Julian's Wild and Scenic Film Festival.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more. El Cajon's popular Friday night dinner and outdoor concert on August 7th will feature the Mighty Untouchables. Bring a picnic basket or eat at one of the many restaurants in El Cajon before the show starts. The Mighty Untouchables perform around the world, entertaining audiences with everything from Motown to classic rock, along with pop and country. You can enjoy dancing at this cool, classy scene at Prescott Promenade Park Friday night, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, visit downtownelcajon.com.
Santee Lakes will be hosting Movies by the Lake on Friday, August 7th. You can watch the movie Maleficent, rated PG, at 6 p.m. For more details, go to santeelakes.com/special events.
Saturday, August 8th marks the first annual Sip of Julian. 8 participants are included in this event, highlighting Julian area wineries and other tasting rooms. Joining the traditional wine producers are a craft brewery, hard cider, and a meat producer. Starting at 11 a.m., visitors have 6 hours to enjoy their sips paired with locally produced appetizers. For tickets or more information, contact Julian's Chamber of Commerce at julianca.com.
Trail guides and birdwatching experts will lead a special evening bird walk at Mission Trails Regional Park on August 8th at 7 p.m. As day transitions into night, you might be treated to some nighttime birds, including owls, towards the end of the walk. Bring binoculars and sign up by calling the Visitor Center at 619-668-3281.
On Sunday, August 9th, Mission Trails Regional Park will have a San Diego Native American Flute Circle. The free concert begins at 1 p.m. and ends at 3 p.m. It will take place at the Visitor's Outdoor Amphitheater. You can listen to flute players who honor Native American music in a beautiful natural setting. For more details about this event, go to mtrp.org/events. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
The Commodores are coming to Sequan's Live and Up Close Theater on August 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. From Motown to the Grammy Awards, the Commodores have been a force in the music industry for more than 3 decades. For tickets, go to sequan.com.
Lamplighters Community Theater continues its 78th season with The Supporting Cast, a comedy to be staged August 14th through September 13th. When Ellen, the wife of a successful author, writes a sizzling novel, her friends are thrilled until she invites them to her Malibu beach house and reveals that they are the characters. For tickets, visit lamplighterslamesa.com.
Monterath Powell Productions presents the premiere of a new girl group, Tres, at the Visionary Performance Space on August 14th at 7 p.m. That's on 7202 El Cajon Boulevard in San Diego. This cabaret-style production features 3 powerhouse vocalists, Nicole Isabel, Calliope Marin, and Sophia Rogers. Listen to these young divas as they sing some of today's and yesterday's popular hits by artists such as Adele, Beyoncé, Tina Turner, and more. And also enjoy food, drinks, and music, along with the premiere of Tres. For tickets and details, visit visionarydancetheater.org.
Julian hosts its annual Starfest in mid-August with a public Starfest party on August 15th at the Mangini Winery from 7 to 10 p.m. Telescopes and astronomy experts will be on hand. Bring a red flashlight or flashlight with red tape over it. Please, no white lights in the viewing area to distract from your astronomical viewing pleasure.
Thursday, August 13th, the Barona Cultural Center and Museum will present Kumeyaay on the Coast from 6 to 8 p.m. Richard Carrico teaches at SDSU and is the author of Strangers in a Stolen Land, Mr. Carrico has focused his research on the overlooked aspects of native Kumeyaay life, fishing and maritime activities, including boat making and deep water fishing. The Kumeyaay lived along the ocean and part-time in the mountains and foothills. Mr. Carrico will peel back history 3,000 years for a glimpse into life as an original native ancestor of San Diego. The Barona Community Center is adjacent to the Barona Museum on Wildcat Canyon Road, about 1 mile past the casino. Admission is free to the public.
The 4th Annual Julian Film Festival showcased environmental movies by up-and-coming filmmakers on August 21st and 22nd. This year's theme, A Watershed Year, focuses on the Vulcan Mountain Range and related waterways in the San Diego County and Baja. All proceeds benefit the Vulcan Mountain Foundation's preservation efforts. For tickets and details, visit vulcanmount.org.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.